This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports.
Well, it's fastly become one of the features of the Australian Spring, and everyone in racing wants to be a part of it. This man is going to be riding for the first time, and he's got a live chance as well of the Australians that might be able to knock off the Hong Kong star Ka Ying Rising. The Grey Flash from the Hawks stable, Briasa, is one of those Australian hopes, and he'll be piloted by one of the rising jockeys in Sydney, Tyler Schiller. Tyler, it's great to have a chat to you on what's no doubt a huge day. How are you feeling about riding in your first Everest?
Yeah, feeling fantastic about Quinton. I can't wait to get out on the other side of the fence and hear Sweet Caroline from the 1200 metre shoot.
Look, you've been around for a while and your career is growing. You've already got the five Group 1 winners, but fair enough to say you're one of the jockeys on the rise. You've had to watch on of recent years. What's it been like when you're sitting in the jockey's room or wherever you've been riding that day thinking, gee, I'd love to get aboard a quick one on this day in this race?
Yeah, it's been a great atmosphere. Both years, the last 2 years, I've been track side pretty much. The first year I was up the top of the tunnel on the fence there at the 50 metre mark, and when the crowd starts erupting, it's something to see. There's such a big crowd there. It's a massive day, and yeah, we've probably got the best field coming up this year, so it's definitely going to be bigger and better than ever.
We're going to talk about your horse and the race itself in a moment, Tyler, but on a day like today, we get the chance to really look behind the curtain of some of the stories of racing, and yours is an interesting one. Having grown up in regional New South Wales, getting your chance at the big time, and I want to take you back till earlier this year because it seemed like a regulation day at Canterbury. We know that every time you mount up, there's a danger, but do you want to take up the story from there?
Yeah, it was a bit unfortunate that I was on a first start 2-year-old in race one at Canterbury, and my mount decided that she didn't want me on her back on the way to the gates, and we went a couple of strides and she dislodged me, bucking me over the front, and probably could have been worse. So I was probably lucky to walk away with just a minor fracture in my T8, but definitely could have been head first and done a lot more damage. So.
So this is a minor fracture in your spine.
Yeah, just a minor stable fracture. Didn't have to have any surgery, luckily, and it still took 8 weeks to recover from it, but as I said, it could have been drastic.
What goes through your mind when something like that happens? Because it is a part of the job, but, you know, obviously you hope that it's something that is not going to be of that type of nature.
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal, especially with some good races coming up. I didn't know when I was really going to get back in the saddle, so I was a bit worried about the future coming up to the spring, whether I was going to make it back for Everest Day. And I was very lucky that I got back fairly quickly. Being young and fit, it sort of recovers quicker than usual. And it felt like a long time off, but when I came back, it's felt like nothing in the scheme of things.
You're hearing from Tyler Schiller, who's riding in the Everest for the first time today, and he'll be aboard Briasa. And I'm assuming Briasa was one of those horses that got locked in pretty early. Did you know at that stage that he was a chance to get that slot from the Whitby McCann Madden and Wear It combo?
Yeah, I knew he got the slot on the Monday before the Wednesday at Canterbury, so it was pretty devastating when 2 days later I was on my back and didn't know what the results were going to be at that point. It's been a pretty quick turnaround for me, and it's nice that I got a couple of months back in the saddle leading up to these races, like the Everest. Yeah.
You're hearing from Tyler Schiller, who is going to be riding Briasa today in the Everest. So tell us a little bit about this horse. It's got the form of Group 1 wins at the track, having won the TJ Smith. You were aboard there. It's been picked up pretty early that you were going to go in this race, which is, I think, giving you the advantage that the Hawks team have been able to prepare for this race. And in saying that, some of the slot holders have only come through of recent times. So what advantage does that give you and Briasa?
Yeah, he's had a great preparation for it. He hasn't had to rush into winning a race to be picked and put his hand up. He's put his hand up very early in the TJ Smith. He loves Randwick. He loves 1200. And he seems to be able to be very versatile on any position in on any sort of surface. He's won on heavy, soft, and good. So today we have to overcome a wide draw, and hopefully everything comes out as we plan.
So where were you? Were you still awake on Tuesday night when they did that drone show in the sky above the harbour and saw that Barrier 10 came up?
Yeah, I was. I was watching on TV and
first thought
it came up. Wasn't great, and then I looked at where the speed was drawn, and it sort of gave me a little bit more confidence that we've got overpass just to our inside, and we should have a good chance of getting across. Whether we get some cover, I'm not sure yet, but my horse is in great order. He's not going to get into any trouble in Barrier 10. It's just whether he can get a soft enough run to beat the top-rated sprinter in the world and the rest of the field. I don't think it's a two-horse race. I don't think we only have to beat Ka Ying, but there's a handful of horses there that can all put their hand up with the right passage.
Okay, toughest Aussie rival. We'll get to the Hong Kong Star in a minute.
I'd be pretty scared of Jolly Star, the way she ran first up. Mm-hmm. If she can reproduce that, she's probably going to be hot on my coattails.
Have you seen Ka Ying rising in the flesh? What's he look like?
I didn't get the opportunity of being in his barrier trial, and he looks like he's a big, strong horse. He had a little bit of a sweat up and bit of nervous times in his trial. So I'd say, having a look at the track, he's probably come on a lot from that, and it's a bit daunting going to a Randwick from over in Hong Kong, your first look at a city track away from home.
The Everest has grown, undoubtedly, but can you remember a build-up like this?
I don't think so. I think maybe Nature Strip being in it was probably the biggest build-up we've had. Other than that, it's always been a good Sydney race, but it probably hasn't been top of the tree other than prize money-wise. And there was probably more build-up for the Queen Elizabeth when Pride of Jenny ran in it, but now this year, this is what we've been waiting for. This prize money's brought in an overseas horse and has brought a challenger, which is one of the best horses in the world. So it's great to see foreign horses coming over, and hopefully, if Ka Ying Rising does go well or happens to win, there's a few more challenges in the coming years.
And just to finish with Tyler, as much as you're growing your reputation, you ride for a stable today, which of course has the legend of Johnny Hawks now with Michael and Wayne with the team as well. What's it like to ride for Team Hawks, this powerhouse, which of course is born off the legend of the Inghams and the cerise colours of Octagonal and Lonro, but they continue to evolve and continue to produce amazing horses?
Yeah, I love it. It's a great team environment. When you perform bad, they'll let you know, and you improve off it. John's always there to give positive criticism, whether it's going forward more in a race or getting cover. And there's always things to improve on, which is always nice when you come out of your apprenticeship and you have a trainer there who's willing to improve your riding as well as their horse performance, and they're not just thinking about themselves. They're always looking to help everyone out, jockeys wise. If you put the work in for them, they're very loyal. So I've been very lucky that when I did have my injury and I came back, that they've been great supporters, as we've seen. And hopefully we can continue after today, and hopefully we get a good result later on.
Well, I think you always need luck. You might need a little bit of extra luck today from out in Barrier 10, Tyler. But I know if he's ready to go and you get him in a good spot, he's certainly going to be among those right in the finish. What a race it promises to be. Good luck with Briasa today and for the rest of the carnival.
Thanks, Quinton. Much appreciated.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.